Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, okay, I want to connect it back to the beginning for me because I've been on that word, receiving. And what you've just said, Jennifer, to me is an illustration of receiving. The first son said he would do it and then didn't do it. The second son said, I don't want to do it, but then he did it. He received the word of his father, and in receiving that, that was the action of obedience. Does that make sense?
Well, that absolutely does, in that the word of God, is that at all separated from the will of God? Is not the will of God carried in the word of God? His will for your life, if he has a word for you?
And the power of God is in the voice of God. Mm-hmm. I had occasion recently to share with a friend my experience in discovering Deuteronomy 27 and 28 and the blessings for hearing the voice, not just obedience, mm-hmm. but hearing the voice. It was a relationship he established with you, Carol, and with you, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. In his voice, it may be difficult, but you have the power to do it because the seed of the word is living and you have the life power to do what he's called you to do. And you came, Carol, to do it.
And he was watching over his word to perform it.
Him.
He was.
Mm-hmm. That's huge. So in other words, because his word does not return void, because it is imbued with his power. Huh. So if you hear the voice of God and say no, I wonder if you really know him as God at all.
You certainly don't have the outpouring of the Spirit that Proverbs talks about, and you don't have his words known to you. But that's 1 John 4:6. And I think we hear God more than we probably know, more than we admit, and we are accountable for having heard.
Ow. No, that's sobering. That's really sobering.
He held us accountable if we hadn't heard his voice and he hadn't made sure that we did hear it.
Yeah, that's right.
It wouldn't be, he's not that unfair. Mm-hmm. He doesn't require of you what you don't know. What he hasn't given to you personally.
I can blink it out. I can make mm-hmm. it, oh, well, I just didn't
I'm
know.
I'm not sure that was God. I don't know. I'm pretty soon you aren't sure, but God has spoken and God knows that he has spoken.
Okay, so now, okay, I have a more clarity on it. Then that's where need comes in.
Yes.
That's where need comes in, because ultimately, if you have no need, then there is no reason to flex that will that God gave you, to wrestle, to grapple with the word that he's just given you, to fight it out if need be, to fight yourself for his sake. If you have no need, why would you go through the trouble?
Did you hear what Carol said that was so brilliant? She learned that her need was need.
She needed need.
And every single
one. That was the one need.
That was the one need. We need to need. We need a need.
And my father provided the need, as he is always faithful to do.
What he really did was open your eyes to it.
Yes.
Isn't that Laodicea?
Yes.
They're walking around all naked and poor, but they think they're okay because they can't see the reality of their situation.
Yes.
So that would be it for all of us. Mm-hmm. He opens our eyes.
Yes.
So even the smallest yes you, Carol, was enough to ignite what needed to happen, which was to open your eyes to your situation, thereby giving you the need that you needed.
But therein, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives the prophet's reward.
Yeah.
And I have received the prophet's reward, which is him. Really and truly, the prophet's reward is him, and it's all that he... It's all that he is, all that he represents. Oh, I wish I could even say what I feel.
That's the gift of authority.
It is a gift.
It's the ultimate gift of authority. And I can say that as somebody who loathed authority.
Me too, Jim.
I have come from the opposite end, the darkest chocolate testimony of reviling authority. Bittersweet chocolate. yeah. But authority is not what we think it is at all. And you know, that's the beautiful thing. I never saw that before. That even that in my journey, that's why it is such a gift to receive your story, to grapple with it, to wrestle it out, and to ultimately accept the reality of it, to let it be redeemed, but nonetheless incorporated into my life today. I'm not two people. I am. I'm a new creation, no longer old. But I have one story. And the truth is, my distrust, my reviling, my absolute rebellion against authority prepared me perfectly to be poleaxed with the truth. Because at the end of the day, I mean, authority is the exact opposite. The gift of godly authority, spiritual authority, is the exact opposite of what I believed it was. I have every gift that I have in my life is born from that, from a surrender. Not just to him, ultimately, but to the delegated authorities he's put in my life. John, Martha, Carol from time to time, because I don't believe that, you know, delegated authority and mutual submission cross each other out at all. To be mutually submitted to somebody has no effect on whether or not they're your delegated authority. They're still delegated authority. Martha does not submit to my authority in the terms of delegation. That does not happen. That's topsy-turvy. What she does in mutual submission is keep the door open to the Holy Spirit speaking through me. That's all it is keeping the door open so the Holy Spirit can move from person to person, which is what we're doing right here, all four of us. Yeah, I'm with you, Carol.
But, Jen, that takes us back again to... We cannot really, truly receive anything if we don't have a need. And I think therein is something so big. Because Martha's taught so many teachings on weakness and on not knowing anything. And if I think I already know anything, if I think I already have an answer, then I will receive nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And it's really only an empty vessel that's going to receive anything.
A needy empty
vessel. A needy empty vessel that can receive anything, even the voice of God. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the need, you will not hear, even if he's speaking. If you don't come to the realization of your need, and I am ever, are you not? Ever coming to a deeper realization of your need?
Okay, well, this is the difference. You will hear the voice of God. You just won't think he's talking to you. Pretty much every single CD of the month that Martha does, every article I read, even if I'm rereading the same article 15 or 20 times, there is never not a time when I don't hear something for me. Now, I grant you, I got some selfishness issues, but in this case, it's a healthy thing because I'm constantly listening for what does he have to say about me in my life? Yes, that is an absolute priority. If I'm greedy for anything, I want what he has for me. If he has something for you, that's great. I bless you. I don't care. I really don't. I do not have issues in that sense. I want what's mine. I want what he's got for me, and I'm fervent about it. I'm not going to get hung up on somebody else having something. Is it for me? Okay, bless you. I don't care. You can tell me the details or you cannot. It makes no difference to my life. But if you don't have a need, and I'm like that because I'm needy. I have lots of needs and lots of wants. Like I want, and that's okay. He's dealing with that. But if you don't have a need, then you listen to stuff and you're like, oh, so-and-so could really use this.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think it's for you. Because if you don't have a need, why would it be for you?
Ooh. Wow.
So then it'd just be for everybody else. So you hear the voice of God. You just don't accept that he would ever possibly be talking to you about that. Because, well, that's not you. That's not me. I got no issues.
Now. Everything else has application for another.
Right. I don't, it's almost like a force field. You put up a little force field. So it's like, pew, pew, pew. Look at all these dirty people around me who could really benefit from this wonderful
force field is. I know.
Mm. Yes.
And there are people I've worked with that everything that the Lord wanted me to say to them, they would say, I know. Yeah, I know that one. Eventually,
then why the heck did he tell me to tell you? Yeah. That's what I want to say. Then what?
I'm superfluous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just basically, okay, go on with your bad self. Because at that point, it's just, why are you wasting my time? I'm okay with him wasting my time. But why are you sitting here acting like you have a need when you just told me you don't? You don't have a need. Well, and it's fine. That's, you know, that's what we do. That's our story until it's not. I'm no stranger to, I know. You know what I mean? I have been the bearer of a force field. Very, very much so.
So, Carol's going to come out with the writing condensed about this, but now you know the long version and you can wait for her post that she's listening.
Which will probably be a brilliant series. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite a message, Carol. Really is. Well, thank you for being so real about it. Easy for you.
And I will, if she's already done it, I will link in the transcription of this, I will link to the actual article. And someone asked me the other day about different things. I link always.
You do an amazing job. Linking. I don't know how you do it. Really and truly, I am just a link master.
You are too. You do it too.
Yes, you do.
You do it.
Oh, in my posts? Yeah. But John's a link master in the transcriptions.
So if you ever listen to the podcast and you're saying, oh, what series are they talking about? All you have to do is go to the transcript.
Click
boom,
on the blue.
And click on the blue. There it is.
John's got you covered. John has got you covered. Yeah.
What the conference? What conference are you talking about? Boom. There it goes.
Yep. Yeah. That's it.
That's just a heads up.
Or you could always write us. We love hearing from you.
Martha would like you to tell about what's transpired about adoration. Could you give a quick little blurby about that?
Yes, we have a bit of an update on adoration. For those of you who have purchased adoration via Kindle, and are reading the Kindle edition, which if you have not but thought you would want something on the go, please remember you do not have to have an actual Kindle e-reader. Amazon, because they are fabulous, has made a Kindle app available for every single electronic device and computer you can possibly imagine. I think they even have an Xbox version. It's crazy. So, but we have recently revised Adoration, and we reformatted and revised Adoration, and we have updated the edition that is on Amazon. So if you purchased Adoration on Amazon Kindle previous to last fall, you should have been able to update your edition. And if not, you can go into your Kindle library and you can either sync or you can go directly into your content on your Amazon page and you can press a button and get the updated version, which you definitely want to do because Adoration was originally put up. And when we first put it up as a Kindle, the editor left off the last three chapters. Whoopsie. And so if you have not updated it, you really want to because that's one heck of a whoopsie. You're missing the last three and they're worth it. You want them. Trust me. You know, adoration in general, it really didn't need any specific revisions, but we did do, there were some minor content revisions that we did for clarity. And the rest of it was really just formatting, but those last three chapters are pretty important. And we're so excited now that, we have the new edition, and we thought that Amazon was going to advertise it a little bit better, which is why we haven't said anything in the 6 months that it's been up there. But I'm real pleased to be able to tell you about it because it's beautiful. And, you know, that book is just amazing every time I read it. So I don't want anybody out there missing the finale of what is already an incredible book.
And you did such an incredible job in the formatting. It flows so much easier than it did before. It is literally seamless, and it's just beautiful, really. It's beautiful the way it falls on each page and the way you have it laid out. And so I really thank you for doing all that work. And you're going through, and we're revising a number of the books and booklets to reflect this more.
Well, it's more seamless. There are constantly things being done with digital publishing, and we now have software that is just light years ahead of what we previously had. And we also know so much more about it since we're, you know, several years into the whole ebook phenomenon. And when you're formatting something where people can pick their own fonts and pick the font sizes and do whatever they want, you know, they're just certain it's just looking at things a different way to make it that much more accessible without losing the original emphasis and anointing of the Holy Spirit on what Martha has done. So she and I have worked on this and really, you know, put our hearts into it, and we're really excited for how it turned out.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.